Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the second part of Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here, with a further selection of jazz, swing and blues music. And also, first, my thanks to colleague John Newell for stomping us off today and for presenting 2 hours of the show last week. My opening track today has quite an arranger's presence. Taken from the album, Manny Album and the Jazz Greats of Our Time, not only the arranging skills of leader, conductor and composer of the opening track, but at least 6 other jazz arrangers of note acting as sidemen on the lineup. Manny's composition was called Latined Fracture, and he was the conductor, arranger and composer on the track, and his sidemen, and you can pick out the other arrangers, were Art Farmer and Nick Travis trumpets, Bob Brookmeyer trombone, Zoot Sims tenor, Al Korn tenor and baritone sax, Jerry Mulligan, also on baritone sax, Phil Woods, alto, Hank Jones, piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Ozzy Johnson, drums. It was recorded in New York City on the 4th of April, 1957, and I suspect with that lineup that I've given you, I was a bit light on the number of arrangers I suggested were on the track. When we hear blues performances, either from a rhythm and blues classic, a voice from one of the Delta bluesmen, or perhaps from a classic vaudeville blues diva, individually we are presented with a highly personable interpretation. Similarly, with instrumental blues recordings, a great deal of the individuality of the musician is on show. This track, I think, surely sums that up, this individuality. It's Pee-wee's Blues, played by Pee-wee Russell, of course, on clarinet, Nat Pierce piano, Charles Potter bass, Carl Keefe on drums. It was also recorded in New York City, 18th or 19th of February 1958, the inimitable Pee-wee's Blues.
Thank you.
Pee-wee Russell with his own Pee-wee's Blues. Speaking of the blues, I've had an email request from Cedric in Sheffield S6. Would it be possible to hear another selection from pianist Gene Harris, similar to the blues track I opened the show with some 3 or 4 weeks ago? Well, why not? Here's Old Funky Jeans by the Gene Harris Quartet. That's Gene Harris piano, Ron Aschetti guitar, Luther Hayes bass, and Paul Humphreys on drums. Recorded on the 25th or 27th of May 1994 in Haywood, California for Concord Records. Old Funky Jeans. Thank you. Well, you can roll the carpet back now and put the furniture back into place. A couple of classic jazz records now. Not, though, from the golden age of classic jazz, but rather from the early period of the formation of bop. Three high-ranking leaders of the genre, but with one of them not playing his usual instrument on the first record. It was originally recorded by Savoy. The composer was Charles Parker, Bird, or Charlie Parker, if you prefer. And the makeup of the group was as follows. Miles Davis trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto, Dizzy Gillespie on piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach drums. As I said, recorded for the Savoy label in New York City on the 26th of November 1945. We're going to have a back-to-back selection here, though, and following Charlie Parker's composition, Now's the Time, the Cootie Williams Big Band recording of Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight. This may have been the first commercial release of the tune. Monk himself didn't commit the tune to record until 1947, with Miles Davis laying down an outstanding version at the Newport Jazz Festival of 1955. It should be said, however, that on the way back home after the festival, Monk told Miles that the trumpeter had played the tune incorrectly, which led to some friction between the two of them. The makeup of the Cootie Williams Big Band contains individuals who are not so well known. The pianist is Bud Powell, who incidentally introduced the tune to Cootie in the first instance, but the and Carl Pruitt on bass appears on quite a number of the swing and bop records of the time. Otherwise, most of the other individual musicians are not too well known. George Treadwell and Lamar Wright, trumpeters, perhaps being the most outstanding. Round Midnight was recorded on the 2nd of May 1944 in Hollywood. So, first of all, Charlie Parker's Now's the Time, followed by Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight.
Bye.
probably the first recorded version of a jazz standard. The inclusion of the early Charlie Parker track in my playlist reminded me of another interesting track involving a mixture of swing and bop musicians. It has a very unusual title, the reason for which I am sure you will understand when you have heard the record. In a recording studio where the maxim is sure to be time is money, you can really feel for the recording engineer on this session, which was for the Sunset label. The leader was the well-known alto player for many years with Jimmy Lunsford, Willie Smith, and the rest of the lineup is Howard McGee trumpet, Lucky Thompson tenor, a swing musician initially, but who took on himself the role of a bop musician quite thoroughly and with some excellent results. Fortunately, a man who wanted to get on with things is the pianist Arnold Ross, Eddie Safransky, the bass player, and Lester Young's brother, Lee Young, is on drums. It was recorded by Radio Recorders Studio in Los Angeles on the 12th of November 1945, and it was given the title Experiment Perilous.
Hey man, no swearing now. Here we go. Hey, what are we going to play?
Don't hold it, Billy. It's the tide. Don't hold it.
No, he's on there right now.
Say,
the needle's dropped.
Well, I don't like that one. Okay.
You don't like that?
Don't like that one.
How about Lover Come Back to Me?
Yeah, all right. Now, Bob, Bubba, come back as well. What key is that in?
What's that?
What's that, man?
It's Smothering Heights.
Why not Cherokee, huh?
Cherokee, huh?
What's corn? That's purple.
What's the
cue? Ah, here we go. Come on, let's go. One, two.
What's happening?
Lover Come Back to Me?
What's
the other?
Oh,
my God.
I
still want to play Cherokee.
Let's play Cherokee then.
You got some bags, but I'm not playing Cherokee.
He wants to play Cherokee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Experiment Perilous, which we obviously know better as Lover Come Back to Me. Some excellent blowing from Lucky Thompson, and I thought that the swing and bop musicians on that track fitted in quite well. This is Swing Time, broadcasting at 1 p.m. for 2 hours every Tuesday on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the selections for this second hour. By contrast to the indecisions prior to the start of the last recording, Sonny Rollins had the advantage of warmth, sweetness and light. There's some outstanding rapport here between Sonny Rollins and Jim Hall on this track, which is Brown Skin Girl, recorded in New York City on the 26th of April 1962, with Sonny Rollins tenor, Jim Hall guitar, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Ben Riley on drums. Additionally, various extra percussion and voices. Brown Skin Girl.
Thank you.
Rollins there with a very sunny disposition. It's quite some time since we heard from the jazz philosopher. Here he is with some advice which should be heeded by jazz programme broadcasters. No names, no pipe drill. Here is Mose Allison with his inimitable When Your Mind Is On Vacation.
There yakking right in my face. You coming on exactly like you own the place. You know if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names. You telling stories and playing games. Over laughing when things ain't funny. You trying to sound like you don't need money. If talk was criminal, you'd leave life a crime. Because your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Short, talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. You don't like this little song I'm singing, just grinning bare. All I can say is if the shoe fits wet and if you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.
Pianist and vocalist Mose Allison with some words of wisdom which we perhaps should heed. His rhythm section was Jack Hanna bass and Jerry Granelli was at the drums. His visiting brass section were Al Pacino on trumpet, Dave Sanborn alto and Joe Farrell tenor. That was recorded in New York City on the 9th of April 1976. Your mind is on vacation. There has been some involvement with the blues in my playlist today. The next track is not a blues, but has most of the ingredients to be one. The origin of the song is bizarre. The gangster Dutch Schultz commissioned it to be written in 1929, but that's another story. The version here is from the well-known album Satch Plays Fats, and the group are Louis Armstrong trumpet and vocal, Trummy Young trombone, Barney Bigard clarinet, Billy Carl piano, Arville Shaw bass with Barrett Dreams at the drums. Recorded New York City again on the 26th of April 1955. This is Fats Waller's composition, Black and Blue.
Be so black and blue. Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? White inside, but that don't help my case, 'cause I can't hide what is in my face, but how would it end? Ain't got a friend, my only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? Got a friend, my only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
Mike Coates here to say thanks for listening today. We do hope you've enjoyed our selections. If your name is Charles, or perhaps Charlotte, you may consider this last track by Ike Quebec, especially for you. It's Blues for Charlie. Thank you.